Another busted snowfall forecast has occurred in the southeast corner of our region, but nobody will complain about it today. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The snowstorm that was supposed to be impacting the southeast part of South Dakota and southwest into central portions of Minnesota today has been greatly reduced, and there will not be too many complaints about it, I'm sure. The snow accumulations now might peak out around 3 or 4 inches in the Yankton area of South Dakota. Otherwise, 1 to 3 inches will occur from the southeast corner of South Dakota into central portions of Minnesota. A dusting to an inch or so will likely occur in other parts of our region. But for the bottom line here, it's really not a bad scenario. We're not going to be adding significant amounts of snowpack to the Red River Basin area, but the upper Mississippi River Basin will be seeing a little bit more notable snow accumulations, but not nearly what was advertised yesterday. Still looking at totals out that way, running from 2 to 5 or 6 inches. And so there will continue to be a lot of snow around across most of our region from the eastern Dakotas all the way into Michigan and parts of Wisconsin. And that does continue to raise that potential for some flood potentials as we go further out in time. There's not going to be much in the way of significant snow melt over these next few days, even though precipitation will be kept to a minimum. After the system moves out of the region today, we will see generally dry-bias conditions with a few spits and spats, but mostly insignificant accumulating precipitation events. Temperatures today will be mostly in the 20s. There will be a few lower 30s that will be around. Tomorrow will be a colder day. In fact, we expect to see the afternoon temperatures tomorrow stuck in the upper single digits and teens across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, with northeastern North Dakota coldest. That's pretty darn chilly for this time of the year. On Saturday, teens will be common across the region once again. Sunday will start a little more warm up, and we'll look for the temperatures in the 20s. There will be some 30 and 40 degree temperatures near and west of the Missouri River. And then on Monday of next week, everybody will be a bit warmer with upper 20 and 30 degree readings across most of our region. And it looks like our nighttime temperatures won't be too bad as we move forward in time. The low temperatures tomorrow, though, are going to be nasty. We do expect negative and positive single digits to occur tomorrow morning in North Dakota and parts of northern Minnesota. In fact, northern and central Minnesota, and we'll look for temperatures in the teens in other areas. And then the same kind of temperature regime will occur on Saturday morning, the negative and positive single digits widespread across the region, and then we'll start to warm up a little bit as we move towards the first part of next week. Sunday will still be cold enough to keep your coat on, that is for sure, with more negative and positive single digit readings possible. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.